It's Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. The seasons have noticeably changed this week, and while we might have been thinking about iced coffee or tea when the week began, today it's feeling much more like a grilled cheese and tomato soup kind of day.
We are not here to talk about tomato soup today, but we are going to talk about cheese and a new variety that might make a perfect substitute for what you were planning to make your grilled cheese with. Our cheese contributor, Jeanette Hurt, is with us. Welcome back to the show. It is great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
It is always wonderful to have you here, partly because we enjoy your company on the show, but partly because we enjoy the cheese you bring us. And I guess let's start with the biggest amount of cheese that is on the console. This is not just an impressive wheel of cheese in front of us, but it is a wheel of cheese that is essentially brand new that the people
at
Roth
made. It's a new cheese, and it's made by a woman cheesemaker, Madeline, and what is interesting is because Emmy Roth, which used to be known as Roth or Roth Kaiser, is a Swiss family-owned company that goes back five or six generations in Switzerland. And about 15 or 20 years ago, they decided to come to the United States instead of just exporting. They were curators of cheese that would export to the United States, but then they, of course, went to the little Switzerland of the United States, which is in Greene County, and they're located in Monroe, which is the name of this cheese. They have won probably hundreds of awards, both national and international. Their signature cheese is their Grand Cru, which is this aged Alpine-style Swiss cheese. I guess you could say it's similar to Gruyere, but it's an American original. And they make a lot of other cheeses. They make Goudas, and they make blue cheese. And we have some, on the other end, some new snack cheeses they made, which we'll talk about in a minute. But what's really exciting about Monroe, outside of the fact it's a new cheese, it's the only cheese of its kind being made in Wisconsin. It's a creamy washed rind cheese. Washed rinds are like Taleggios or the famous Limburger, which means they do have some smell to it because they are washed with a bacterial solution as they age.
And we're not recording this in smell-o-vision, but you can definitely there is definitely a smell to this.
But it's not unpleasant. It doesn't smell like stinky socks or barnyards, but it is more of an earthy style. But when you taste it, it tastes really creamy, luscious. It's almost like a double cream brie, but brie is a creamy Bloomy rind. Bloomy rinds are like, this is similar to a bloomy rind in texture, but the rind is washed. Bloomy rinds are not washed. They're made and then they age and they have that nice sort of crisp, but not exactly crisp, sort of bloomy rind. But this one is like the texture of a bloomy rind, but the color and the smell and the flavor is a little deeper. I will say this cheese makes a fantastic cheese, grilled cheese sandwich, and you can also throw it in pasta. And you don't have to eat the rind, which is the most aromatic part.
You anticipated my question there, because that is really a personal preference kind of
decision. It's whether you want to or not. It's the same like bloomy rind cheeses. A lot of people like brie, but they cut off the bloomy rind. Same with the washed rind. You can cut it off. It tastes just fine, and it's quite lovely. I think you should taste it.
I think I should taste it, too.
So, again, you look at it. It's on the outside, it's got this slightly rose, orangey rose color. And then on the inside, it's a really rich, creamy, ivory color. And then there are some little holes, which you can see. And one thing I will say with both bloomy rinds and washed rinds, as they age, I mean, you can buy them. They're aged a certain amount of time and then released. And then you can age it more in your... The longer you wait to eat it, the creamier and lighter in texture they become on the inside. And they also become more aromatic. But
it almost looks like, I mean, you were talking about this as a grilled cheese, and it almost looks like it's melting even cold.
Yes. I mean, you smell and then take a taste. And
oh, that is delicious.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It's got that richness that they're known for Alpine-style cheeses. Mm. And you who traveled to Switzerland this past year are very familiar with Alpine style of cheeses. And they're aged, and they, you know, Swiss cheese with the holes, and also they're washed, typically washed rinds on the outside. So that gives them the extra flavor as things go in.
And but definitely not dissimilar from a brie.
The texture, the flavor, but it's different.
Yeah.
And it's an American original. You can get it here in Whole Foods, or you can get it at Fromage Nation in Madison. And speaking of Madison, this cheese would go very well with a Madison-made cider. There's a new cidery that opened up, and it's inside of a distillery. It's called Hidden Cave Cidery. And Walker Fanning is the cider maker. And he uses dessert apples because that's what we mostly grow, because he doesn't own his own orchard, so he can't use the heritage or traditional cider-making apples. And then he uses things like rose hips and rosemary and other herbs to create these really interesting ciders, which would pair very well with these style of cheeses. And then we'll go quickly to some
that
of—
That is, but before we go on any further— That is among the most delicious cheeses I have ever had.
Wonderful. Isn't it good?
That is remarkable.
Now, these are milder cheeses. Another thing Roth is doing is they are doing snack cheeses. And I think these are probably competing with the Baby Bells or the Mini Brie's. They've got a creamy mozzarella,
okay,
a creamy Gouda, and a creamy cheddar. So these are the kind of things, as you can see with the packaging, you can take to go, open up. And they could be for school lunches or picnics or snacks on the go.
I feel like I should at least try the creamy Gouda right now.
Yes. And they make some wonderful, wonderful Goudas. So this is, it's less aged, but it's still quality cheese making, quick on the go snacking.
It is excellent. It doesn't compete with the Monroe, honestly. But
well, no. Maybe we should have started with the snack cheeses.
Maybe, exactly. I feel bad because this is among the better Goudas I've had in a while. But
it's not. It's a snack cheese. And not that you can't snack on Monroe, but that's the other thing. It's a limited release. So it would be a great cheese for your holiday cheese plates or entertaining. And it's not always made. They don't make it year-round. They release it. It's a limited release, just like Rush Creek Reserve for Uplands. They have their limited release for the holidays.
I'm told the Pleasant Ridge Reserve has a special limited release that comes out in the fall.
No,
as well?
That's Rush Creek Reserve. It's a separate cheese, but similar. It's, again, more of a creamy cheese. It's a little bit stinky. It's delicious. But it's only made, and the Rush Creek is made when they only put their cows off of pasture, and it's a certain limited amount of time, and they only release it in the fall.
That the gentleman at the cheese store I was speaking with was talking about exactly that, but he had the wrong product in mind.
Yeah. Pleasant Ridge Reserve, on the other hand, that's released, that's usually available year-round because it's an aged cheese, and it lasts longer.
Okay.
So, and they also use it. Pleasant Ridge is made when the cows are fully on pasture, and they only use certain milkings, and it's a very, that's the Beaufort, another Alpine-style cheese. And although we didn't sweep the Alpine-style cheese categories this year at the American Cheese Society, we did once again as a state for the 14th year in a row win more awards than any other state. This year we won 94 awards, or 26% of all awards given, and we swept 5 categories, including Italian grating flavored fetas, original brick and brick monster, as well as, and several companies took several. Klondike took 12 awards, Belgioso took 9, Maple Leaf took 7, and Emmy Roth took 6. So, even though
they're no grand champions, certainly nothing to be ashamed
well,
of.
Well, no, and they won several first place awards. The other thing I was going to say about them, they are grand champions. They have, their grand crew has won in previous years. And it's one of those things. I don't think the Cheese Society picks the same cheese every year, although they could. And they did once in 2 years in a row, I believe Pleasant Ridge won. Or it's the only cheese that has won twice the same cheese. So I think that's a testament, again, to our cheese making. And we also, as you know, make other fermented products.
So, yeah, you mentioned the Hidden Cave Cidery in Madison in talking about this Monroe, but there is another cidery that's doing some pretty remarkable things.
Yes, and that's Island Orchard Cidery up in Door County. And they are a traditional cider house. They make it in the Normandy style or French style of hard cider. And one of the things they're making this fall, and it's going to be a very limited release, and I got to taste this summer when I went up there, is a spirit. And what it is, it's a version of Pommeau. Pommeau is an apple liqueur that's made in Normandy. But since he's not making it in Normandy, he makes it. He's calling it Pomona, after the Roman goddess of apples.
Not after the city in California.
No. But I will say the other thing I have to mention about it is how it's made. He has, and this is a Milwaukee connection, he takes his cider and he has it distilled into brandy. He has Great Lakes Distillery distill it into an eau de vie, which is like a clear, colorless brandy. And then he takes that and he ages it with fresh apple cider in oak barrels. And I got to taste it right out of the barrel, and it's a creamy, luscious, viscous liqueur that smells like a freshly picked apple. So again, it would go so well with cheese. It's an only limited release, which you can order it online or right at the cidery, which is open year-round. But if you're interested, you might want to call or email to find out when he's releasing it, because he didn't have an exact date when I was interviewing him. But it's really, really good.
And we should mention, although it's still a ways off, you are hard at work on a book on ciders.
Yes, I am. It's called The Joy of Cider, and it will be it's due in my publisher's office next year, so early next year.
I imagine we will have you in this very studio to talk about that when it comes out.
Yes.
But between now and then, I look forward to more cheese.
Definitely. There's always more cheese.
Jeanette Hurt, thank you as always.
You're quite welcome.
Milwaukee writer Jeanette Hurt is the author of several books about cheeses and cocktails, including The Cheeses of Wisconsin, A Culinary Travel Guide, and Drink Like a Woman. She's also our regular cheese contributor.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.